This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. COVID-19 is spreading, and currently the only thing that could be done to curb this is to quarantine oneself and to keep a social distance from one another. Certified health and wellness coach Terry Seacrest gives tips for a proactive immune system and what we can do. Thanks for joining me, Terry.
I'm delighted to be with you, Mason.
All right. So could you tell me what foods are pretty good at boosting your immune system right now?
Absolutely. We want to really be conscious about having a colorful diet. Every food is very important for the health of our body. And in particular, there are a few foods to target. For example, beets. Beets are very strong for the body's immune system. Garlic is number one. I love to use tons of garlic this time of year and know that that's going to be boosting. All the white foods, by the way, are good immune boosters. So we could look at leeks. We can look at onions, spring onions, garlic, all of these white foods, cauliflower. So super important to have a really colorful diet and to try to limit the amount of white sugar.
Okay, so beets. That one took me by surprise. What could you use with beets, though?
You know what's funny? I make a beet borscht soup, which is to live for. And of all things, you know, it's a soup, and then we put a big dollop of sour cream on top. And even people, I've had people say, Terry, I hate beets. Don't ever serve me beets. And I'll whip this up, and they absolutely love it.
I'll have to look that up, because that does sound delicious with the sour cream. Okay, so I know that stress has a lot to do with affecting your immune system. But during this time, there's a lot of stress. We got elections coming up. We got all these things about corona. What do you recommend just to relax?
You know, number one for a stress reduction, get out and take a power walk. It's absolutely amazing. You could be watching the news and thinking, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? And you put those tennis shoes on and take a power walk. And what happens is it gets the circulation going throughout your body. You have a great uptake of oxygen into the brain. And before you know it, your shoulders are starting to relax. You know, another thing is laughing. It's so important to laugh. My husband and I watched a very old movie last named Rat Race, and I haven't laughed that hard in years. It is super important. And you know, really important, this is kind of a real down-to-earth practical solution, Mason, is using some essential oils. Believe it or not, breathing plant oils is very, very relaxing to the nervous system, such as frankincense, such as I'm a certified wellness coach, so I work with a blend of oils called Stress Away. And when we breathe them, Mason, they go from the olfactory to the amygdala region of the brain, which is where we store emotions. This is where we hold on to things like stress. And it just gets there in 3 seconds, and then the brain speaks to the body and says, hey, let go of that anxiety, let go of that stress. We were meant to live among fragrance and plants and flowers, and we've gotten so far away from that. So it's important to be breathing some essential oils for stress right now.
All I have is some of those candles that my mother gets me, those Yankee candles. Is that good enough?
Oh, no, 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 no. In fact, they actually, I'm sorry, I'm not against any brand at all, but you don't want any kind of candles that have an artificial fragrance. You only want to use very, very high-grade, therapeutic-grade plant oils to breathe.
She got me, like, theater popcorn flavor, so it's very artificial.
Oh. Well, it was awfully nice of her. Very kind thought.
Now, are there any vitamins that you can take right now, or is it kind of too late? Your body should just handle things.
Oh, there's so much we can do. Goodness gracious. If we go back to the plant kingdom, remember, these plants are thousands of years old. And so what we want to look at is what are the various plants that correlate to the body's immune system? Things like frankincense, things like oregano, thyme, mountain savory. My goodness, I work with a blend of plant called thieves, kind of a funny name, actually. But these are all very scientific, and I'm very happy to send you some science if you'd like. What we want to do is be proactive in our health. We don't want to wait till we're sick. We want to be proactive on a daily basis, conscientiously strengthening our body's immune system, because our immune system is the army inside the body, Mason. It's kind of like the general inside of the body. So I also cook with plant oils. I add a little drop of oregano into my my chili and my spaghetti sauce. I cook with all of these plant oils, and that would only be the therapeutic, again, the high-grade, supplement-grade plant oils, and using them in cooking to also add greater nourishment, greater vitamins. You want to also have a lot of vitamin C, and also a lot of vitamin D right now is important. Your fish oil is important right now.
I don't like the fish oil. I've always tried to look for alternatives to it, and it doesn't matter. It all tastes fishy in the end, right?
I get it. I totally understand. Well, you know, if people want to give me a call, I've got a health line they can call, and I can share with them how to find something that doesn't taste like fish, something that's really going to be good for boosting the immune system. Or I'd love to send your listeners a free video if you'd like. I've got a free video just by going to bestimmunesystem.com. And they can download my free video.
Now, when it comes to antioxidants, are those any good for your immune system, like drinking lots of green tea or cranberry juice?
Absolutely. There's many powerful antioxidants. You know, lemon oil is also a good antioxidant. And cinnamon, a very fascinating fact about cinnamon, which is super high in antioxidants. In the country of India in ancient times, cinnamon was such a treasure that they used to trade cinnamon oil on the world market like they would trade gold and silver. It was a commodity. So now, fast forward to today's world, we find that cinnamon is very, very high antioxidant. Many of the red fruits that you could think of are high in antioxidant. That's very good for the immune system. Very powerful.
Now, are there things that we are inadvertently doing to our immune system that's like making it bad?
Well, I hate to say this, but the American diet is very challenging. We eat a lot of sugar, and this compromises the immune system. Things like too much coffee, things like too much alcohol. I don't want to be a downer. I do believe, you know, when we eat in moderation, let's put it this way. If we ate about 80% well, the 20% that we don't eat well, our liver can handle that. The problem is if we really analyze what's in the American diet, we have so many chemicals. Our liver does not know how to handle all the chemicals that we put into our body on a daily basis. So what I like to encourage people to do as a wellness coach, if you can't read, if you can't pronounce the names of the ingredients of something that you're going to buy in the supermarket, don't buy it. Buy things that you can pronounce the ingredients and try to add, even if it's just one cup of live foods, you know, salad, vegetables, you know, increasing live food by 10% in your diet, you can see a beautiful, beautiful change in your body.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can give us a call at 833-OIL-LINE, or you can go to my website. It's just bestimmunesystem.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.